Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting. In the weekend weather forecast, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 3 p.m. today. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before 2 a.m., cloudy with a low around 58. Saturday, sunny with a high near 79. Saturday night, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms, partly cloudy, a low around 51. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms, mainly after 1 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 70. And in the news for today, in our weekly COVID-19 update, statewide cases were up this week. Wednesday, the Wisconsin Department of Health Services reported almost 2,600 new COVID-19 cases, the most reported on one day since February the 8th. The DHS said Wisconsin was averaging 1,963 cases per day over the last week. Statewide, almost 1 in 4 Wisconsinites tested positive for COVID-19 at least once since the pandemic reached the state. There have been 1.64 million cases reported and 14,509 deaths in the state due to complications from the virus. In Vernon County, the community spread level is rated as low. There were 61 new confirmed cases and no hospitalizations and no new deaths reported for the week ending Wednesday, May 11th. From the La Crosse Tribune comes this report that the city received the official okay to spend $262,000 on maintenance and operations at Houska Park, which is serving as a campground for individuals experiencing homelessness for the summer. These funds were approved unanimously by the La Crosse Common Council on Thursday night and are coming from the city's American Rescue Plan Act funding. La Crosse has officially designated Houska Park, an island park just north of downtown, as a campground where those without stable housing can camp out and sleep without fear of being ticketed and with centralized access to resources. These funds will go towards supports such as porta potties and wash stations, security, dumpsters, and staffing. A new electrical grid at the park will cost the city $90,000, the largest funding piece for the operation. And finally today, City of Viroqua informs us their offices will be closed on Monday, May 16th to move into the new City Hall building on Tuesday, May 17th. The new City Hall is a $3.2 million project to replace the old building, which was built in 1917. Groundbreaking for the new offices was held in June 2021. City Administrator Nate Torres said the project began in March 2019. With capital planning, and in March of 2021, the project was put out to bids. The new City Hall is built on a 0.7-acre lot at 124 West Decker, just west of the current building. The lot at one time was the site of the Swanson Lumberyard. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.